This is the Opening Market Podcast for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A little back off to start the week here. Watching the macro markets in response to the situation going on with Iran, sending out drones and attacks on Israel on Saturday. Really thought it was going to be a big move for the macro markets on the high side, but really didn't amount to much as most of the drones were intercepted and there was no major damage done. So crude, gold, silver, which have been very strong, taking a minor step back, also allowing the corn, beans, and wheat to take a step back without that big support there. Other than that, we do have the NOPA crush report coming out this morning at about 11 o'clock, looking for a record high of 197 million tons, almost 198 million tons. So this is one of the things. One of the few bright spots we have in the bean market, as we've continued to see export demand languish, we do continue to crush at a very, very high rate, and that's going to offset some of those losses on the export side. So we'll continue to watch that. But overall, it's kind of clear skies for planting over the next few days and weeks here. There are some bouts of rain here and there, but for the most part, the 1 to 5 day does have decent rains across some of the Midwest, but the 6 to 10 day does open things up to get back out there.
And you mentioned it, the turmoil in the Middle East and Iran launching that attack against Israel. We know that kind of situation creates uncertainty, but in that case, like you said, for the macro economy, I mean, the crude oil especially, we know, is affected by that type of activity, but the overall economy, and then it, of course, then plays into the ag marketplace. So is that kind of the pattern we're going to be in here, at least to start the week?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, the biggest thing is just what comes of it. Is Israel going to retaliate? I mean, a lot of what Iran did was considered retaliation. But at this point, you know, we've seen strong movement in the gold, the silver, the crude oil, moving up to 5 month highs for crude oil, moving up to record highs for gold. And a lot of that is on the uncertainty going on in Israel, Palestine, and the surrounding areas, whether it's Jordan, Syria, Iran, whatever. So there are concerns about that. That's going to keep a little bit of a hold or support under the market just in case. And then if tensions really do start to soar, we could see those markets move even higher. The big thing also is to keep an eye on this, as we talked about last week with the CPI and the inflationary numbers. We're continuing to see inflation tick back slightly higher. That's another reason why the Fed will not cut rates in the short term, as they need to keep that rate a little bit higher to hold back that inflation from getting out of control again.
Let's go over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing with the protein sector?
We did see some better box beef numbers on Friday, but cash trade was not all that great. It was actually down a little bit last week. We did take another step back, just a minor step back in the fat cattle by about 57 cents last week. So there was a lot of back and forth. It kind of does look like we're moving in a little more of a short-term sideways move here, but we've got to see what happens with more of this bird flu situation. If they continue to see cases pop up, that can put us on the defensive. Other than that, it's going to be watching this cash market. Box beef seems to have stabilized, but the cash market needs to start to move back higher.
And then what about the hog side of things?
Hogs took a nice big step back. You've got the funds at near record longs, and then they took a big step back on Wednesday and Friday. So you're now about $7 off the highs, just based off those two days of weakness. Overall, I don't think that's necessarily a trend change. But this is a market that has been in a very strong uptrend. It needs to needed to see a little bit of a recovery or a setback to keep it healthy. For right now, this is something I would watch. You did step back a little bit on the open interest. So if that becomes a trend lower, that could be the funds starting to liquidate some of those long positions, and that'll be another reason to maybe go back and retest some support levels in moving averages and whatnot. But as far as that market for right now, the cash hogs have been still very strong. It's just a matter of how much of a correction do they want to see before they start to work it back up.
Greg McBride of Allendale, our guest here today. Greg, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Give us a call at 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.
Greg, thanks for the time. As always, appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thank you, Mark.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn down 3 even at 432.5. May soybeans down 9.25 at 1164.75. May soybean meal down $6.50 at $337.90. May soybean oil up 22 cents at $46.11. Chicago wheat down 7.75 at $5.48.25. Minneapolis wheat down 2 even at $6.40.75. Kansas City hard red wheat down 3.75 at $5.86 even. And May oats up 3 even at $3.54.5. On the Merc, April live cattle up $1.97 at $180.87. April feeder cattle up $1.10 at $238.70. May lean hogs down 20 cents at $93.67. May pork cutout down $3.17 at $101.25. And Class 3 milk up 2 pennies at $15.43. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.